bananas game of football, but you must be so proud of your side to come the right side of a classic.
Yeah, as I said to the players and I've said to everybody else tonight, and I speak on behalf of all the staff here, I couldn't be more proud and privileged to be part of that team. I thought to a man they were absolutely outstanding. A really difficult place to come. Bows are a top side. The crowd were on their feet tonight. They got behind them. And as I say, I thought the character that we showed was absolutely superb and second to none, and great credit to them.
Hell of a long time ago now, and so much has happened since. But you can see the penalty on the 9th minute. You could have easily rolled around, I suppose, that character that you referenced. But you found a way, even with 10 minutes at the end, to keep on going and get that vital 3 points.
Yeah, the last three games, I think, have really showed the character of this team. We were 1-0 down at Galway and came back to win 2-1. 2-0 down last week against St Pat's and came back to draw 2-2, and in my opinion probably should have won the game, and then again tonight. And I think that the players are reaping the rewards for the work that they've been putting in all season. But we keep our feet firmly on the ground. We know there's another massive 6 games ahead, and we'll dust ourselves down after tonight. We'll recover. We'll go back in Monday, and we'll get in place for a massive game next week at home to Shields.
It has the opportunity to be a big turning point, but a big stepping stone for your season to win a game of this character now to build on it.
You hope so. They deserve it. They're a fantastic bunch of boys. They work unbelievably hard. And I'm just delighted for them and the staff for the work that they've done and have been doing all season. And as I say, the last couple of weeks they've been excellent.
Another red card, does that become an issue, or how do you draw? I know you showed great character to still get the victory, but it's making life very difficult for yourselves.
Yeah, and again, I think the big thing that we has to be looked at is the manner in which those sending offs. I don't remember one bad tackle, and I question the red cards, and probably the less I say about them, the better.
So that's something that you're overly concerned about?
No, I don't think it's. I think if I was getting players sent off for lifting their hands or reacting or kicking out or doing things that they shouldn't be doing, as I say, if someone can find me a yellow card or a red card where it's been a really bad tackle or it's been malicious or it's been an off the ball, then they're things that we can't accept as a football club. I can't ask the players to stop making tackles and stop showing 100%, because that's all they're showing right now.
You're in a great spot now, back to second on the table. You know, you outleap Bose tonight, who had that position. It sets up that grandstand finish to the end of the season. European football obviously is the huge carrot at the end of the stick.
Yeah, but it's only 3 points. At this stage, it's only 3 points. And as I said, we haven't achieved anything yet. And until you're over the line or until you've achieved something, then there's no point talking about it.